Hello and welcome to Messy to Magnetic. My name is Katie Almstrom, and I am a money mentor and financial coach for women entrepreneurs. Each week, we tackle one messy money topic that my clients or our guests are navigating, and how they've moved through that mess to become magnetic with money. It is my hope that you're able to take the lessons and transformations in this podcast and apply them to your own business, money, and life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we go from messy to magnetic. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Messy to Magnetic. Today I'm going to be talking about three ways to have more money at the end of the month. And I was kind of laughing to myself as I was putting this together because there's 100 ways, right? Like there's so many ways that we can have more money at the end of the month. And that's what I spend my day doing, helping my clients, just thinking about like, how can we be more resourceful, more thoughtful with our resources, simplify our resources, and of course, like also increase what we're bringing in and holding on to as far as money goes every single month. So yeah, there's a lot of ways. And I had to boil it down. And what I actually decided to do is take a few examples of like what's been working for my clients specifically just in the last week or so. So, you know, clients coming to me and saying like, oh my gosh, I wish I like knew about this earlier. This thing like worked so well, or oh my gosh, like I saved so much money from that thing you suggested. So like those are the three that I chose, are these examples that have come up recently, and they're examples that come up quite a bit. So what are those three things? That's what we're going to dive into. So let's get into it. All right. So the first thing is to pick one small financial goal each month to focus your energy and your effort on. So what I see happen so often is that my clients either have no clear specific goals for their money, or they're trying to do too many different things at once. And the impact of either of those is we tend to overspend because either A, we get excited about a bunch of different things and often emotionally respond to like our bills or our debts or wanting to save money, or the lack of a plan or the lack of a goal each month is, you know, it leads to money just leaks out of our bank accounts because it doesn't really know where it's supposed to go. So what I would consider thinking about here for the next month, right? I'm recording this about halfway through February. So if you want to think about March, what is one financial goal that you want to reach in March? Does it have to do with holding onto money? Does it have to do with growing your net worth, whether it's saving money or paying off debt? Does it have to do with bringing in more revenue in your business? Like, what is your one thing that you want to focus on this month? It might be having a conversation about money with your spouse. It might be using a new money planning tool or like a budgeting tool that you haven't, maybe you've downloaded it or set up the account, but you haven't actually set it up yet to use. So be really clear about what's the one thing that you want to focus on this month. And again, if we try to do too many things at once, usually we end up overspending, and then it doesn't really feel like we've made the progress. Because if you overspend your income on putting money in savings or paying off debt, you inevitably run out of money and need to pull money out of savings or use the, you know, whatever limit or whatever credit is available that you just paid towards, right? Does that make sense? So if we overdo it with paying off money on a, you know, putting money towards a credit card, putting money in savings, and then at the end of the month, we need that money, we just pull it right back out of savings, or we go ahead and put something right back on that card. And that erodes this feeling of like progress, because we're just going back and forth, putting money in, taking it out, paying it off, putting it back on. So again, if we can just focus on one specific goal, and I keep saying the word goal, but it could be like a specific habit for your money in the month, or one specific, you know, financial goal, again, that you want to accomplish, whether it's a certain amount in savings or a certain amount towards one specific debt, you are far more likely to be successful with that and feel like you are making progress at the end of the month. Okay, so this next one is kind of fun. And this is something that I do myself. This is something that I recommend to a lot of my clients. And this is one that I get the most positive feedback around because it is so simple and it works so well. While we're talking all things money and mindset, I wanted to invite you to my upcoming free live masterclass where I'll be sharing the 3 secrets to become the CEO of your money in business and in your personal life. I'd love to see you there. Save your seat now at katiealmstrom.com/masterclass. Or you can DM me on Instagram at katie_Almstrom, the word masterclass, and we'll get you registered straight away. And that is to have either a wish list or a virtual cart, whether it's like an Amazon cart or a wish list, or like even just a keep note on your phone. Have a list of things that you want to purchase or that you almost, right, like on impulse, you almost purchased either online or while you're out. And every time you're going to buy something that's just like for fun or impulsive, ask yourself, can this wait one more day? And, you know, if you're like in some boutique shop in a town like far away from where you live and you can't buy it online, and it's kind of like in the moment, this is something you want to buy, amazing, buy the thing. Like, I'm all for you enjoying your money. But if this is impulsive, if this is, you know, the routine of you ending up on Amazon or online shopping or following a link from Instagram to buy something that 10 seconds ago you didn't even know existed, ask yourself, can this wait a day? And from there, pop the link and the description or a screenshot of it into your keep notes. Or if it's like an Amazon type deal, just put it in the cart and or add it to a list and just leave it there. And I even do this, honestly, like when I'm out and about, if I have something that I want to buy in town, I might say, like, can it wait one more day? Like, do I need it today or can it wait one more day? And there's so many times that I just end up waiting until the next month to get something. And again, like, this isn't meant to be like a scarcity mindset thing where you go without bread for a month. Like, that's not what I'm talking about here. But, you know, there's usually we have, I'm thinking of things like lotion or soap or even like certain foods where it's like, we don't need those specific noodles. Like, we have some in the pantry that we can use. Like, do you have things that you can use and you don't have to go restock on repeat, like specific days? Like, nope, this is the day I go restock. This is the day I grocery shop. This is the day I go to Target. Can you stretch it out? Can you go when you actually need to? Can you wait a day? And with the Amazon type cart deal or the keep list, on your phone, if you go back to that at the end of the week, when you're doing your money, like if you're doing a money plan session or having a money date, then it's like, okay, what's on my list? How many things on this list were, you know, super impulsive that I don't actually want anymore? How many of these am I actually excited about? Do I want? And if I, you know, didn't buy any of this stuff and it adds up to who knows how much, right? Tens or hundreds of dollars. Is there something that I actually want that I have been telling myself I can't afford or that I shouldn't buy because of the price tag? Maybe it's something higher quality. Maybe it's something that, you know, is just like really, really nice that you've had your eye on. Can you actually say no to all the impulsive things and take that money and buy something you actually want? So again, this is a really fun hack. It works really, really well. And I would be curious if you've used it before or if you'd be willing to try it. So always, you know, like, come over to Instagram and DM me. Let me know how all of this is working for you. Okay, and then the last thing is to start planning ahead for something in your business or your personal life. So what I mean by that is pick something that you want to spend money on that's maybe a little bigger ticket and start a plan for saving up for it. A lot of times we don't look ahead. We're so busy sort of in the day-to-day weeds trying to take care of what needs to be taken care of, right? Like spending money on the things that are just regular day-to-day, week-to-week things, and we don't give ourselves the time and space to plan ahead. So maybe in your business, you really, really want to replace your laptop, or maybe you're like me and you really need a new podcasting mic, because I know the audio quality is not 100% on this, but trust me, I'm going to be getting one soon. Maybe in your personal life, like, you know that you're going on a weekend getaway, or your family is going to a wedding, or like you have something coming up that you really want to start setting some money aside for. Just like priming your brain for planning ahead and starting to put a strategy into place for something like that does so much for our money. It starts telling our money, like, this is what you're going to be doing. This is where you're going to be going. This is how you're going to be serving me. And it's less likely for money to leak out of your accounts when it knows there's a purpose for it coming. So I want to recap those really quickly. I know this was a nice quick episode. Again, three ways that you can have more money in your bank account at the end of the month. Number one, pick that one small financial goal for the month. Just one thing that you want to focus on this month. The second, use a wish list, a virtual cart. Use the one more day trick and see, again, like, not scarcity mindset wise, but can you simplify? Can you prioritize? Like, truly, less is more. Better quality is better. Can you focus on spending money on things that really matter to you and that will really feel good, and less of the impulsive stuff by using that hack? And then lastly, identify that one thing in your business and or in your personal life that you want to spend money on this year, and write out that savings plan to accomplish it. Maybe even put a little percentage of your income from this month to start that plan in place. Okay, my friends, I hope that was super helpful for you as always. And I just want to remind you, I know I did a quick little clip in here. My dog is sighing very loudly next to me. I did a quick clip in here to tell you about the masterclass that I'm hosting here pretty soon. It's happening February 28th, the three secrets to become a CEO with money in your business and personal life. And this is for you if at the moment you're feeling trapped with money, whether it's debt, a lack of savings, impulsive spending. Maybe it feels like your business isn't actually contributing to a better quality or standard of life. And that's why you started your business, right? So really just starting to have that feeling of being trapped with money. Or maybe you've been a business owner for a while now, but it just feels like savings isn't growing, debt isn't going down. And again, like, that was the whole point. Maybe you're feeling like you've missed a major lesson with money. And as an entrepreneur, as, you know, an adult in your household, you're really feeling like you want to mature with money and you want that lesson that it feels like you've been missing with money. And you're really desiring, right, that major momentum with your financial goals this year in 2024. You are committed to ending that debt cycle and ready to grow your savings once and for all. You're excited about what your business, and you know what your business can do and what it can mean for your family. And you really just want to make sure that your money is doing its part to support you and your goals. So I hope you will join me. You can find all of the registration details at katiealmstrom.com/masterclass, or you can simply come over to Instagram at Katie_Almstrom and send me a DM with the word masterclass, and I will get you everything you need to sign up. All right, my friends, have a wonderful week, and I'll be back with another episode next week. Bye for now.